Now, we heard earlier about an event taking place in Blackburn Cathedral for Interfaith Week, which started today, aimed at bringing Christian and Muslim communities together. But does it really matter whether different faith groups interact on a public platform or not? Well, Jack Hay is an evangelist, although he lives near Perth in Scotland. He's in Blackburn for 2 weeks conducting services at the new Wellington Street Gospel Hall, and he joins us on the programme. Jack, welcome to the programme. Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Well, as you say, I'm an evangelist, and I go around here and there, mainly preaching the gospel, and the word gospel, of course, means good news. So it's the good news about Jesus Christ, his death on the cross for our sins, his resurrection, and encouraging people to put faith in him for salvation. So basically, that is what I do. I do a bit of Bible teaching as well for Christians, and that basically takes up all my time.
Now, you conducted an interesting service yesterday, I believe, titled, Is There a God? I mean, do you, however, feel strongly about the question yourself?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, I think, you know, that God is crucial to the lives of everyone. I think it was St. Augustine who said that in every life there is a Christ-shaped vacuum, which only he can fill. And we might try to fill our lives with other things, you know, business, pleasure, all sorts of things. But I firmly believe that it's crucial to have a right relationship with God.
And are you getting response? What's your response been like to some of your...
Yeah, well, last evening was the first meeting, and there was a reasonable number of people. As always, it could be better, but we were pleased with the number who attended last night, Gary. Yeah.
And we've been reporting about, you know, what's going on in the Blackburn Cathedral today. How important do you think it is for people of other faiths to have, you know, live side by side in harmonious kind of surroundings?
Well, I think it is important to live side by side harmoniously. There's no question about that. There's no point in fighting about things. Personally, though, I am committed to Christ. You know, he's my saviour, and I feel that Christ is the only way to God. I quoted to one of your colleagues earlier the words of the saviour, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. So my personal conviction is that Christ is the way to God. So while it is important for everybody to live harmoniously with each other without any fighting and squabbling, at the same time, my personal conviction is that Christ is the only way of salvation.
So someone living near you of a different faith, would that be okay? Would that be all right with you?
That would be no problem to me. In actual fact, I live in a little village in Perthshire where there aren't maybe so many of different faiths, you know, if you understand. But at the same time, I have absolutely no problem with being courteous and helpful to anyone of any particular faith. But as I say, my own personal conviction is that Christ is my saviour and I remain loyal to him.
Mm-hmm. But it sometimes goes down the path of my way is the only right way, though, doesn't it? Whichever religion that is, I mean, then it becomes a bit stronger.
Well, I know, yeah, but I feel that it's something that you can't compromise on, particularly if you do really believe that Jesus Christ is God the Son, the creator of the world, born of a virgin, and then eventually dying an atoning death for our sins and rising from the dead. Now, if you take all that on board and you want to be firm in your conviction about that, it leaves no room for manoeuvre, really. Mm. It's faith in Christ and faith in Christ alone.
But just finally, Jack, that's fine for your beliefs, and I totally accept that, and that's fine.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But is there room in you and other people to say to other people, well, that's fine, you know, you have your religion and we can live side by side, and that's fine?
Well, there's no problem about living side by side, and obviously you wouldn't want in any way to bombard people with your beliefs, although you would want to encourage them to go your way. I mean, I feel the benefit of Christ in my own life, and that's why I commend him to others. And it's an offer of free salvation through Christ that God makes, and so there's nothing to pay, nothing to work at, nothing to join. It is coming to the point of putting faith in Jesus Christ for salvation. And as I say, you know, there's no problem about living harmoniously with other people, but I would be fairly firm on the fact that it's Christ alone who saves and forgives.
For you, it is. Jack Hay, evangelist, he lives near Perth in Scotland. He's here in Lancashire, though, for 2 weeks in Blackburn, conducting services at the new Wellington Street Gospel Hall. It's coming up to 12 minutes to six.
BBC Radio Lancashire.